God is omniscient, which means he knows everything. All the thoughts we have, the things we've done, God already knows. Confession is simply telling God the truth. It is telling the truth about how great God is. Confessing the doctrines we believe, as well as confessing our sins to God. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for entering into this space with us today. We know it's hard to tell of your goodness when we're in a hard season, or admit the wrong things we've done, or the things that we have left undone. Remind us of your faithfulness, that you love us no matter what. Help us to enter into this time with honesty and without fear. We love you, and we can only because you loved us first. Amen. As humans, we are, by nature, sinful creatures. This means either consciously or unconsciously, we sin each and every day. We commit sins against ourselves, each other, and God. Confession is the act of recognizing these shortcomings and bringing them to God as an act of worship. This act of confession ultimately brings us back to reconciliation with God. 1 John 1, 5-10 says, "This is the message we have heard from him and proclaimed to you, that God is light, and in him there's no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." St. Augustine was the bishop of Hippo around 480. He was an educated man who taught rhetoric and was always in a way connected to the Christian faith, though it did not become important until later in his life, at which time he wrote the Confessions. This is his own recollection of his life and his journey coming to Christianity, as well as his personal story of sin and redemption. He struggled to reconcile his identity in regards to God. Augustine was a sinful person, just like you and I. He had immoral thoughts, he stole, was not always kind to his friends, and he wrote all these things down in his Confessions. But he also had times of great joy and worship, praising God for his splendor and majesty. In his writing, we can see this twofold nature of confession, the splendor of God and the confession of sins. From Augustine's Confessions, chapter 4, we read, "What art thou then, my God? What but the Lord God? For who is Lord but the Lord? Or who is God save our God? Most highest, most good, most potent, most omnipotent, most merciful, yet most just, most hidden, yet most present, most beautiful, yet most strong, stable, and yet incomprehensible, unchangeable, yet all changing, never new, never old, all renewing, and bringing age upon the proud, yet they know it not, ever working, ever at rest, still gathering, yet lacking nothing, supporting, filling, overspreading, creating, nourishing, and maturing, seeking, yet having all things." And from chapter 5, he writes, "Lord, cleanse me from my secret faults, and spare thy servant from the power of the enemy. I believe, and therefore I do speak. Lord, thou knowest. Have I not confessed against myself my transgressions unto thee? And thou, my God, hast forgiven the iniquity of my heart. I contend not in judgment with thee, who art the truth. I fear to deceive myself, lest mine iniquity lie unto itself." The Psalms can be viewed as songs of confession. They are the songs of the people confessing the goodness of God, their fears, their trials, praise, and more. Each of the Psalms are the songs of the people telling God things he already knows. From Psalm 12, "Help, Lord, for no one is faithful anymore. Those who are loyal have vanished from the human race. Everyone lies to their neighbor. They flatter with their lips, but harbor deception in their hearts." And from Psalm 145, "Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your work to another. They tell of your mighty acts." Let's pray together a confession based on Psalm 51. "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you alone, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and blameless when you pass judgment. You desire truth in my inmost being, therefore teaching me wisdom in my secret heart. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence. Do not take your Holy Spirit from me." Now we will take some time to put what we've talked about into practice. We will take some time to confess our sins and profess the goodness of God. Take a moment to take a deep breath and enter into a moment with God. Confess the goodness of our Lord. Lord, you are the Almighty King. You work out all things for your plan. You know what I am thinking and what I will do tomorrow. There is none like you here on earth or even in the far-reaching heavens. You give me a place to sleep at night, food to fill my belly, and safety when I wake up. Ask God, what is an unconfessed sin that I'm hiding from you? Maybe it's a source of pain you are blaming him for. A grudge held against a friend. Something you are afraid people will judge you for. Bring this to God. Say, "God, I've been doing this. Forgive me. I know it's wrong, but I still continue in my ways. I lay this sin and this burden at your feet." I know it's hard to be in a right relationship with you when I'm not telling the truth, however big or small. I know you already know what I'm going to say and the ways I will sin tomorrow. Let's close in prayer. Lord, we know we will continue to sin. It is in our nature. We sin against you, yet you do not forget about us. Thank you for sending your Son to this earth 2,000 years ago to fix our relationship with you. How good it is to know that regardless of what is on our hearts, we can bring these things to you, since you already know them.